1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, the Edmonton Eskimos have asked the city to kick in for half the cost of turf for Commonwealth Stadium. The city says yes. I have no problem with that, because after all, it's only fair for you to kick in for half the grass.
What is that?
I don't get that one.
Well, don't worry about it. It has something to do with the...
Okay, very well.
Okay, move on.
Now, silence. Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pantload of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Gas to go from Sonic 1029.
Has anyone ever called in about Morgan Freeman withdrawals?
From the Olympics. Nobody's called in and talked about their Morgan Freeman withdrawal, but a lot of people called in loving those commercials during the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. I keep looking for them on television now, and they're just not there.
We all need to work on our Morgan Freeman impersonation. It's like there's always that annoying guy in your office who thinks he's really good at impersonations, but he does all the impressions that everybody else can do. Like he'll hit you with a little George W. Bush because nobody's doing that one. But nobody ever busts out a solid Morgan Freeman.
I don't know too many people that could. That's
well, I think what you need to do is you need to sort of sing your sentences and trail off at the end.
I mean, I'm not very good at it, but that's the key to it, is to sort of sing what you're saying, and then at the end of the sentence, just let it hang.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Hey, okay, I've been working on my Morgan Freeman impersonation. I want to lay it on you, see if it's any good.
Perfect. We need somebody. We need a Morgan Freeman fix.
Okay, I've been working it on the work truck, so
okay.
I'm the only one who's really heard it. Okay,
I will sit back and listen and judge.
Okay, what kind of car do you drive?
Well, I drive a Nissan.
Okay. It was early Sunday morning. Garner Andrews woke up and got into his Nissan, drove down to the supermarket, and wondered to himself, should I get some apples or should I get some oranges?
Bravo! Yeah! What's your name?
My name's James.
James, from this point on, you will be White Morgan Freeman.
Awesome!
You captured the essence of Morgan Freeman.
You just have to be very calm about what you're saying.
Yeah, but are you going to be one of those guys that's in his 70s and is still rocking the earring?
No, actually, I don't even have an earring, but I'll probably still be rocking my Batman hoodie.
Batman hoodie. Okay, no, nice work, nice work. You know what? 20 Garner Andrews Show points for you, redeemable in the gift shop.
Oh, perfect. I'll stick those in my wallet right now.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
What are you doing?
I was bringing the microphone to my face.
Leave your microphone alone.
I don't know what that is.
Bryce Kelly is in the studio. Probably knew he was here by the sound of his rattling microphone.
Oh, there it goes.
Have you ever seen me touch my microphone?
No.
Have you ever seen me touch this thing in front of my face?
No, never.
Ever?
No.
No.
I think I got this thing from Rick, watching him, because he's a crazy man with his microphone.
Oh, God, you should watch Rick. He's like belting the thing, and then one minute he's talking here, and then he's talking way over here.
It's like a crazy man. I'm pretty sure he's broken one of these mic arms.
I'll bet you Morgan Freeman doesn't grab the microphone when he's doing narration.
Morgan Freeman doesn't need to grab the microphone.
No, Morgan Freeman is the Chuck Norris of narration.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's what he is. We got talking a little while ago about how we're all going through Morgan Freeman withdrawal.
That's
since
right.
The Olympics have been over for what, like 3 weeks now? 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You've got one?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty solid at it.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
All right.
Hit me anytime you're ready. I'll sit here. I'll just sit back here.
Look at those penguins march. Such eloquent creatures, yet they're flightless. Most of them will live here on this ice. Most of them will die here. It's a sad truth.
It is a sad truth. I think James, the guy that we heard from before 8 o'clock.
He's got nothing on me.
He might be up one notch from you. Look at the phones now. Hang on a second here. Hello, Sonic.
And that year, Andy Dufresne wrote 13 letters, one for every month in the year.
Ooh. Now, hang on. Hang on. James, White Morgan Freeman, I think may have just been surpassed. Who is this?
This is the new James. My name is James. White Morgan Freeman.
I am impressed. I didn't know that that many people... Has the Morgan Freeman impression, though, is that the new George W. Bush? Like, is everybody doing that now?
No. I just thought I'd give you guys a taste of what I had.
No, that's good stuff. It's good, good stuff.
Thanks, brother.
You have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
It's hard to talk to people, Bryce, that won't break character.
I like that. It's like a method actor.
I hate that. Every now and again, you get requests from publicists like, will you interview so-and-so from this movie, whatever, or this play?
In character.
And then they go, and they'll even be in character. That to me is like, no, I don't want them in character.
I met the FUBAR guy in character. That was interesting.
I hate that. One more, real fast. Hello, Sonic.
Hi, I'm calling to challenge the Morgan Freeman impression.
Okay. Yeah. There's a newcomer. There's a newcomer. What is your first name?
Nathan?
Yeah. I'm going to sit back here in my... what they've done now is they've built a lifeguard chair for me so I can sit up high and judge.
Okay.
Because that's all I do is judge.
Okay.
So anytime you're ready. And I will be up here.
It was early Sunday morning when Gunnar Andrews got into his Nissan. And he decided to get busy living or get busy dying.
Whew, hang on a second here. They're getting better and better, and I regret handing out the White Morgan Freeman crown as early as I did, because they are getting better. Yeah. Hey, hang on a second here. We may have a new champion. What is your name again?
Nathan.
Nathan, do you have the one earring?
I have two.
One in each side?
One in each side, yeah.
You're going to have to remove one of those and kick it Morgan Freeman style.
I will.
Okay. Just looking over at you, too, Bryce. You got the one earring, though.
Yeah. Check this.
Yeah, but you got it way up too high.
I was nominated for an Oscar. Jeff Bridges won it, but he can have it. Because his voice isn't as silky as mine.
Okay.
Huh?
That's okay. That's actually not bad, BK.
It's topical.
Not bad. The earring thing, though, that you got that one through the top of your ear.
Yeah, through the cartilage.
Move that one down.
Yeah, it's not in the lobe.
Okay. We also need to talk about 70-year-old guys with an earring. Okay.
Yes,
that's
I'm
a topic
for
a bit later on.
Podcast Sonic.
Hi, Garner. I've been on the handy for about 15 minutes practicing my new White Morgan Freeman.
Oh, okay. What's your first name?
My name's Ryan.
Ryan, let me call a climb up aboard my chair of judgment.
Okay.
Anytime you're ready, I'm looking down on you.
Hello, my name's Morgan Freeman, and I'd like to sing a poem to all of you. Roses are red, violets, they are blue. Sugar, it is so sweet. And Garner Andrews, I am a fan of you. Like a Twinkie, like a Twinkie.
Well, that was, Bryce, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it? No, I thought it was pretty good. I know there was the whole suck up factor. You don't need to do that. It's degrading for you. You don't need to do that. It's sort of like you impressing the judges, and it's kind of in the bag, and then you lift your shirt and go, woo!
Yeah, but I've only been practicing that for about 10 minutes, so I had to throw something in there, man.
Well, that's good stuff. No, I thought it sounded pretty good. You captured the essence of Morgan Freeman. Let me ask you the question. Do you have the one earring?
I have two, but if I was given the title, I would definitely drop one.
Okay. Are you 70 plus?
No.
No, okay. I can't discriminate against you based on age, but Morgan Freeman, he is a 70-something guy with an earring, right?
But if anyone says anything to him, you know, he can just talk him under the table.
Yeah, he would narrate himself out of that awkward situation.
The Gas to Go Podcast.
Good morning, Garner. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. It's Leah.
Leah?
Yeah.
Leah, the embalmer.
Yeah.
Who also does impressions, right? You do a Morgan Freeman?
No, I don't. I was actually, when you said the 70-year-old with a piercing, I thought of a gentleman that I had to remove his jewelry before he was cremated.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have been, you know, around 60 years old, I'd say. And when the family came in to pick everything up, I said, "This is his jewelry." And I go, "His jewelry?" He says, "He didn't have any piercings." I said, "Yeah, actually, he had both of his nipples pierced." I'm like, he's like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Are you sure you have the right guy?" I'm like, "I'm positive. I took them out and cremated him myself." He's like, "Oh." So that's what I thought of.
Wow. In his defense, though, he just wanted a place to hang his keys while he was at the gym.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You must find all sorts of interesting things that you have to. Piercings in other places, too? Have you ever stumbled upon those, or do you just let those slide?
Oh, no. Those are slid.
You let those go?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
That's not my job.
Well, I would argue that maybe it is. What the hell do I know, though? God, she's interesting. Let's talk to Leah, the embalmer, more often. Yeah. Or maybe not.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to Go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast. Available for free at sonic1029.com.
I heard you mention about how he's a grandfather now. Morgan Freeman.
Did I say that?
You said something about he's the cool granddad when you were talking about his earring.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about guys in their 70s in general. When you see one of those guys in the grocery store that age and he's got the earring, you can't quite put your finger on what the guy's all about, right?
Yeah.
It's, and don't let me put my words in your mouth, but that's how I feel. I sort of look at this guy and I go, is he the coolest guy around or is he the biggest tryhard around?
Oh, I don't know. It got me thinking. You heard about why his marriage broke up there a year or two ago, right?
Yeah. He crashed his car on a rural road, and he had his mistress with him. And his mistress, was it like a nanny or someone?
From what I remember, it's like his step-granddaughter or his step-great-niece or something.
It was a relative.
It's his wife's relative.
Oh, I remember now.
She had her own family before they got married.
I remember this story now because I remember everybody was talking about it, and everybody was talking about the fact that his mistress was somehow distantly related to him, but the whole time all I could think about was the fact he was driving a mid-90s Nissan Sentra or something.
Well, and when you're 70, the mid-90s wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but you're Morgan Freeman. You're worth millions of dollars. Somebody ask the Google-a-fire if I'm correct in the detail here. On whether it was like some sort of 10 or 15 year old car he was driving.
Yeah, that sounds right. I remember that.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Hi, Gunner. I've been noticing something here.
Okay.
You ever notice that if you go outside, like Ukrainians and Polish, that nobody's ever tried turnip?
Has tried turnips?
Yes.
Oh, no, everybody eats turnips, don't they?
Now, you know what? You'd be surprised, because I've done, like, some research into it myself. And the majority of people, sure, you'll find the one or two that, you know, maybe have tried it in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But eat it on a steady basis is mostly Ukrainians and Polish.
Huh. Never thought about that. I love me some turnips, some boiled. When they get kind of mushy, I like that.
Yeah, see, I'm more of a fan of the hard, like, raw turnip, but
I've never tried that. Well, I shouldn't say, because I've never tried that. It just doesn't sound that appealing. But maybe I will. Maybe that's something you never see in the lunchroom at work, hey? And it's kind of off-putting when you do see. You ever see somebody eat a tomato like an apple?
Oh, I don't like that.
A tomato is a slicey vegetable. And I know the purists will say, it's actually a fruit. You slice that up. I don't want to see you eating that like an apple. I don't want to see you eating a potato like an apple. I see that from time to time, too. And I certainly don't want to see you eat a turnip apple style.
Yep. I agree with you.
Okay. Hey, what's your first name?
Adrian.
Adrian. This is the first time in history that the turnip has been discussed on a modern rock station anywhere in North America.
Really? See, we're setting history today. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, good day for you and me, bad day for ratings.
Gas to go, Sonic.
What was that guy talking about, eh? Turnips? I'm from Newfoundland originally, and we eat lots of turnips, man. Like, I don't know. I think he just wanted to talk about the fact that he eats raw turnip and didn't know how else to segue into it.
Other than saying that only Ukrainians and the Polish eat turnip.
Yeah, because I don't believe that. I think that's retarded, man. What do you
think? I am not Ukrainian. I am not Polish, but I will eat the turnip.
Yeah, I know lots of people who do. Like, I don't know. Like, not everybody likes it, but
you know who won't eat
on your plate.
You know who I can almost guarantee. Hang on. You know who I can almost guarantee would not eat turnips? Bryce Kelly.
Bryce,
do you eat turnips? Yeah, BK, of course he doesn't.
Is he big on Burger King or what?
BK, Burger King.
Just because it says BK on there.
Yeah, I could almost predict that Bryce would not enjoy a tasty turnip. Like I said, I don't think most people under 30 enjoy the turnip. It's about the time you start going, I should get a minivan, and you start wearing sweatpants for non-sweating activities. That's when
maybe 30's pushing it, but yeah. Again, when I was younger, I eat it if my mom put it on my plate, but right. It was probably not until I was 19 or 20 that I started to actually like it.
Yeah, okay. Right on.
You know, your taste buds change throughout your life.
I had no idea that turnip talk would be such a huge, it's officially bigger than Saskatchewan now.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.